podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in and deep dive into our subject today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, plural. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. The customer service is, I can tell you a story of like, oh, geez, maybe it was 2 or 3 years ago where I couldn't get, it was an older machine. It wasn't one of the newer machines, but I couldn't get it. And they literally sat on the phone with me for almost an hour trying to problem solve. And eventually we got it. And eventually we needed to get a couple pieces kind of sent, but their customer service. And at that point on, they had a customer for life. So go mention Coach Unplugged or Coach Collins or any of us, and they'll give you $400 off for you. I said it right, $400 off your next purchase. Also go over and check out T-tubes.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking to become a better basketball coach, you're looking to expand, if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for resources, T-tubes.com is the answer. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's better than Netflix because it comes with me. It comes with one-on-one calls. It comes with resources and things to make you a better basketball coach. It has everything that you're going to need in one spot. It has the roadmap set up for you so you know to kind of go tackle the things that you need in order to solve your basketball questions. So go over and check it out. It also helps us pay the bills. So go over and check that out. Also, I said this on a couple other podcasts. We'd love if you go over and check out.
Hey, everybody. I would like to tell you what this podcast is about today. We're doing a replay of a podcast that Bill and I did earlier in our new podcast, Coaching Youth Hoops. We would love if you went over and listened to that, subscribed, liked, left a review, and maybe shared this podcast with some of your friends. We'll put the link down below, but we're trying to reach more coaches and make a difference in this game. As Coach Bill says, we're trying to maybe influence 1 million people by the time we're done. So that's our hope. Anyway, if you would go over and check it out, we would really appreciate that. And let's head off to the podcast.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
Here's our hosts, Steve Collins, and Bill Flitter.
All right, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops.
Yes,
it's a mouthful. Not as bad
Coaching
as
Youth
the
Hoops.
Coaching Youth Hoops, man. That's what it is.
It rolls off the tongue now.
It does. It's better than the 5-minute basketball coaching podcast. Anyway.
Take five minutes just to say the name.
I know. I never thought of that. That was pandemic. I don't want to change it now because it's kind of things like during the pandemic, it's like, oh, I could talk for 5 minutes and just give some advice. And anyway, so I'm really excited about this podcast.
I know you like this topic, which is
I do like this topic. I think this is a practices. Topic that I get asked questions through T-Tubes a lot.
Yep.
A lot.
It's tough because it's tough to create a great practice plan. It takes a lot of work.
Yep.
Right. Even at the youth level, I'm kind of known for my practice planning. I mean, I'd walk into a third grade practice when I coached third grade with two pieces of paper. One would have, 5-minute drills on it all the way down the front page and what we were working on, broken up by categories. And the other half were the actual drill itself kind of drawn out. Okay, that's how you run this one, right? Because just so I look at it and see it, right? And
okay, so
coaches would laugh at me.
Yep, and I'm not, and this was not set up. So I promise the audience, I swear in my dogs and my wife's and my kids' lives, this was not set up. Two things. First of all, first question is, do you have all your youth practice plans from when you were a coach?
Yes.
Okay.
On
your Google Drive. And did you draw? You probably didn't have fast draw. So how did you?
No, I didn't have fast draw.
How did some know the play? How did you, was it on like a spreadsheet, on a sheet of paper?
How some of it I just hand drawn, but others were, I found the play on FastDraw and I would just copy the PDF or, you know, other sites, probably borrowed some stuff from you back in the day too.
Oh, so. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. My reason is, and again, mm-hmm. not set up, I think we should get a product and help youth coaches with something like that. Cause I have a bunch of my old ones too.
Yeah, I totally agree. And if you'd want something and you're listening to this right now, just raise your hand.
Yes. Shout out me.
Yeah. I believe me, if I had that you just handed that to me. And
I know. That's why I was thinking that we almost have to convert that to some FastDraw stuff.
Right. Yeah. That would take some time.
But that or do it. But if you're interested, if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. If you're listening on podcasts,
Send
me an email at steve@teachhoops.com. If we get enough responses and people are interested, write youth hoops in the subject line. If we get enough, we'll maybe dig into that. If not, trust me, Coach Bill and I are plenty busy. We don't need more stuff to do. Yeah. But if you're
interested, I knew that. Well, you always talk about this too, where you're coming in, your dad, mom just got done with work, running into practice, and you're like, I don't have anything planned. Or you write it down on a piece of paper and you know, scratch something down and go in, or your phone, and it's walking in, and you know, it's.
Well, I can tell you from my little league days, I'm not a baseball coach. From my little league days, it was like every kid had to play three innings. So I was trying to figure out how to get 15 kids all in for three innings and not make it. So at least make it so we had two guys in the infield that could catch the ball, kind of thing. Right. You need a first baseman that can catch the ball. Yeah. It was a matrix that I still wake up in cold sweats trying to do that lineup.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah.
Everyone had to have one at bat and three innings. And it's like, oh my God, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? You know,
I was my son's assistant baseball coach. And all I was hoping during that whole time is the head coach wouldn't go down or miss a game.
I can believe that. Okay, let's walk us through this. Okay,
let's do it. Okay, so we're talking about how to structure a practice, what it looks like. 1 hour practice. We'll dig into, I think, in future episodes too. You know, we're talking maybe you have a couple baskets. Sometimes you have one. Sometimes you have a full gym, right? Let's assume for this we have a couple baskets for now. I don't think it really matters too much, but it's really important. I would break it down by basket one, basket two.
Right
over the top.
Sometimes you won't have two baskets. You'll have four. So it's like a weird thing. Yeah.
Or we would get to a gym and the times, somebody messed up the times and we couldn't get in. So I'm like, okay, now I got to do an outside practice with no hoops. Right. Okay. And what do I do?
He's in California. We can't do outside practices.
We love outside practices
in the middle of this.
Oh, whoops. Oh yeah. I forgot about that. We're playing outside year round. All right. So how do we structure a practice? All right. First thing I put on there, if you listen to last week's podcast, you'll know that our number one thing to teach in this grades three through five is what? Dribbling.
Right.
Right. So, on an hour practice, they should have the ball in some sort of dribbling for 20 minutes.
Why dribbling and why 20 minutes?
I just think it's the most important skill. If they can get their dribbling down, it'll just open up the whole game to them. They'll be able to create shot opportunities, drive to the basket, be able to pass better. I mean, I just think it opens up and build their confidence. And I think that one is key.
Ooh, that's good. Yep.
Right. But I don't just say, just sit there and okay, left-handed pound dribbles, right-handed pound dribbles.
Right.
In this age group, have games for them, right?
Yeah.
Now you can do some of that stationary dribbling type of moves, or you know, up and down the court, just dribble with your left, come back with your right, whatever, crossovers, all that's great. But then go into games. When I say games, like we did King of the Court, which was just or King and Queen of the Court, depending on who was coaching,
right?
Where you're just in the key and you just, it's like dribble tag, right? I just call it King of the Court, but it's dribble tag really. Trying to knock the ball out from the other person to, you know, last person standing wins. There's a game called
Pac-Man.
It's called Chairs, and Pac-Man, right, is another one. They're just dribbling and shooting drills. full court obstacle.
Oh yeah, we had talked about the obstacle course thing. That's a great thing. And be creative, like I said, I think get a hula hoop and have them dribble around the hula hoop, and then it's a speed. Put them in two groups and have them. Yep. Oh my god, you'll think they're on an amazing race kind of thing. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, it's insane when if you just say, okay, who's the fastest one in here? Why am I? They all raise their hand. Well, okay, let's see. Right. So you just line them up and go. Right. Yeah.
Okay, so a third of the practice, you're saying, third of the dribbling. Practice,
just dribbling. But not just, again, not just the stationary dribbling. You're making games out of it at this age and just getting the ball in, get them comfortable with the ball, both hands, come up with just a slew of those for 20 minutes. And then get into getting into shooting, okay? So now I'm going to have an asterisk on this is every shooting drill should also have dribbling incorporated with it, right? So you're working two skills there. And again,
that I talked about dribbling. That the other week. Yeah. Every drill should have more than one thing working at it. I agree.
But now at this age group, you know, we're not, you know, we might show them, you have partner shooting first, right? Show them the right form, you know, beef, just look it up, right? If you practice that, there's other ways, you know, I always say, thumb to the eye, hand to the sky, and then follow through, right? So it's just kind of that's how you release, right? There's a whole foot and leg part of that as well, but just keep it real simple for them.
Yes.
We line everybody up two lines facing partner facing each other, and we just do a little bit of form shooting. We show them the proper way to shoot a basketball, not at the hoop, but to each other. So you're kind of going back.
Again, forward. It might be a strength issue at this age. You exactly never know. Right. Yeah.
And again, I do not expect them then to go to the game and then shoot with perfect form. Absolutely not. That's not the point of that. You're just introducing that. You're moving on. But two-footed layups, right? All their whole game is underneath the basket because they don't have the strength to shoot from the elbow for the most part, right?
Well, they think they do, but they don't. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes. Everything's 5 feet and in, probably. Yeah.
And your job at this point is really just to introduce these concepts and make them familiar with them. It's not to, you know, have them be perfected in third grade, right?
It's a 2F. You should have that. It's fun and fundamentals.
Yeah, fun and fundamentals. Yep. We put the FU and fundamentals. Can you say that?
Yeah, sure. We can say that.
But
I can still hit the clean button. I can still hit the clean button.
We put the fun in fundamentals. I mean, that's kind of how that used to be a tagline I used to say all the time. We put the fun in fundamentals because we wanted basketball to be fun. And I'll say it again on this episode is repeat what you said. It was don't be their last coach. So
it's so true. It's so true. It's so true.
Next, then play.
Give me the time breakdown again. So
dribbling for about 10 or about 20 minutes, right? In a mix of some stationary dribbling and then dribbling games. Okay. Then about 15 minutes of shooting and shooting games and contests and anything, right, that also incorporates dribbling. They're doing, you know, layup or two-footed layups, or they got to dribble, they have to do an obstacle course followed by a shot. I would spend maybe at most max of 5 minutes on form shooting and show them how to do form shooting. But again, you were max 5 minutes on that at this age, 3 to 5, right? Fifth grade, you're going to spend a lot more. Fourth grade, a little bit more. Third grade, not, you know, very little. Does that make sense? Are you with me so far?
Yep, I'm 100%. Yep, I'm just listening. And then you got the game. So that's what is everything up to the game?
So now we're about, 80%. What are we in, about 30 minutes or so, 35 minutes-ish right there. And then I allot 10 to 15 minutes for game stuff. One-on-ones, two-on-twos, three-on-threes. I love 3-on-3 at this age group because you can work on a lot of things. You know, last week we talked about working on your pivots and passing, right? That 5-on-5 at this age, because too many kids get lost.
They do. And the thing is, I think it's a scale too. Games is less with the younger. I think you can increase games and work on skill sets as they get older.
Yep.
So I think the amount of games you need to play with, like games, I'm talking about like 1-on-1, 2-on-2, that, and I'm not talking about like dribble tag. I'm talking about the games at the end. I think that should be less for the younger and more of like dribble tag, you know, fun thing that everybody can do kind of thing, and everyone kind of feels involved. But as they get older and closer to the end of elementary and closer to junior high or middle school, then I think you can do more of those, because they're, by then there'll be some sifting at that point. Kids decided to go be soccer players or going to swim. Or they're going to do other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's it's a triangle, and the top of the triangle is who's going to start on your varsity team. You know, there's a lot of kids that start out in second grade and kind of becomes a triangle at the peak up there. So that's right. I don't think you want to play 25 minutes of games, two on two, three on, with third graders, because it's just too much.
Yeah.
And you always need, and I'm telling you, it doesn't matter the age group. You should have a beginning, a middle, and an end too. Like you should pull them together. And this is similar to what we were talking about in camp. Same thing with the beginning of practice. Pull them together. We're a group. We're here. What are we going to talk about? How was your day? Oh, Mr. Collins, I found a marble on the playground. And it's like, great. You know?
Yeah.
It's like the stuff they'll good talk point. About is yeah. crazy, you know? And then at the end, you do the same thing. Hey, what did we do today? Okay, we worked on dribbling. Is there any of that dribbling you can do at home? What could you do at home? Make sure you ask mom before you're dribbling in the house. Oh, like all that kind of stuff. So, I think there's got to be that, the bookends to that too, a little bit.
Yeah. And you know, what I always teach my kids is at the end is always give high fives to everybody, each other and the coaches, and thank the coaches, just common courtesy, right? Before you go out, give them a fist bump, out the door you go. And I just said, do that from any coach that you encounter, just fist bump at the end.
I know. Even if they don't, it's weird. Like I handed out a test today and they were saying thank you as I'm handing out the test. I go, why are you saying thank you? I'm just handing you a test. Thanks, Mr. Collins. Like, you're welcome. Here you go. Here's your
stats test. It's
the AP and the AP test is in like 2 weeks. So thanks, Mr. Collins. It's like, well, you're welcome. Here you go. Like, all right. So let's tease what next week is.
We got 10 minutes left on the a practice, right? So we're only up to about 40 minutes.
I thought we were done practice.
Oh, no, no. We got
to ready to go home. Minutes. Okay.
Almost. I'll be quick. Then pick some of these things to work on. Rebounding, defense for sure. Defensive stance. Same person calling you
every week.
Every time. Phone.
We're going to get I'm going to get a buzzer, like a blowhorn.
Yeah.
I'm going to be what's his name from The Office with the blowhorn. No, it's funny. We don't cut this out, though. This is real. Yeah, this is us.
Real.
Literally, there's no editing involved other than me putting the intro on. We're just going.
My wife has impeccable timing, though. I used to travel and I used to speak across the country, right? No, every time I'd step on stage, phone would ring.
Yours?
My phone would ring because I'd forget to turn it off and I'm up on stage. Boom, she calls. I'm like, oh my gosh. Every time. I am not kidding.
Well, my wife was texting me, or she was like emailing. She goes, your phone's on silent right now. I'm trying to get a hold of you. And it's like, oh, okay. Because I for some reason turned it on silent. But all right. So where were you rebounding?
Pivots, rebounding on defense. Defense, obviously, you got to teach them man-to-man basics. We're teaching man-to-man between third and fifth.
In our Facebook group. That's a good lead into our Facebook group. I'll put a link down below, Youth Hoops is the name of the Facebook group too.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was different, but anyway, that was a discussion point today. And you and I jumped into that one. Like, I think, pre-middle school, you should probably be just playing man.
And then, and again, all of you can mix this time up based on as you get older, maybe a little bit less of the ball handling, but still ball handling. Don't get me wrong. Don't hear what I'm not saying on that one. Play a little bit more, add a little bit more shooting drills and things like that. And then the last thing I would say is just like spatial awareness on the court, where you should be, right? And how you should be together on the court, or where, you know, how many feet apart. You obviously, you don't do it by feet, but you would do it by, you know, some other measure that resonates with the kids. Right?
That spacing. I think that's a good idea. All right. Now, what is our lead into the next week?
We are going to talk about next week, how to hire a trainer, what to look for. You're looking for a personal skills trainer, small group trainer, whatever it is, what to look for when you're trying to hire them.
I think that's a good, I have some questions on this. I do. I have some questions for you on this.
I learned a lot.
You, I do. You do it a lot more than I used to. Yeah. Okay. All right. Till next week.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Yep. Good job. Sports Social Podcast Network.